Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the
Yes,
person who
ma'am.
requested this call? I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was wanting to see how to file a claim, how to
Okay, you
start
see.
drawing my unemployment.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling
I
to file
tried
a
to online.
claim?
Yeah, I tried to online, but it gave me this number to call.
Yes, ma'am. You was trying to file your claim online and it gave you this number. Is that
Yes,
correct?
ma'am. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your Social Security number?
417-989-5995.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be 417-989-5995.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
It's Elizabeth Weaver. It's 07-19-1973, and my mother's maiden name's Collins.
Okay, just to be sure, your Social Security number is 417-989-5995. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, thank you. Did you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than
No,
180
ma'am.
days? Yes,
No,
ma'am.
ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
The 11th.
Do you have a driver's license?
Excuse me?
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what is your driver's license state and your number?
It's Alabama, and my number is 582-582-7037.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be 582-7037.
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you
Okay,
prefer?
I have a checking account.
Okay, that's going direct deposit to your checking.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your routing number?
It's 03-11-01-279.
That's going to be 03-110-1279.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your account number?
It's 156-127-244-093.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 156-127-244-093.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
It's 3868 Alabama Highway 168 in Boaz, Alabama 35957.
Did you want me to go ahead and update your mailing address for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. What's that mailing address again? I do apologize about that.
No, that's fine. It's 3868 Alabama Highway 168 in Boaz, Alabama 35957.
Okay, that's going to be 3868 Alabama Highway 168, Boaz, Alabama 35957.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am, it's fine.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Excuse me?
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
256-960-6792.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want me to go ahead and update your telephone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And what is that telephone number again? I do apologize about that.
256-960-6792.
That's going to be 256-960-6792.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
It's eweaver256@gmail.com.
That's going to be eweaver256@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Your mailing address is 3868 Alabama Highway 168, Boaz, Alabama 35957.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes,
no.
Ma'am. Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you serve for active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
I worked the 28th of November.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be November the 28th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Yes, I worked for DiversiCare of Boaz.
Okay, so that's going to be no. Yes, ma'am. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither one.
Okay, that's going to be no. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
That's going to be 25 miles.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
$13 an hour.
That's going to be $13.
Mm-hmm.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay, thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. They called me and told me I was terminated.
Yes, ma'am. What is the job title and description?
I'm a CNA,
okay.
A certified nurse assistant.
Yes, ma'am.
And we take care of the residents. We bathe them, feed them, change them, turn them. Just their days of daily, their needs. What we do, we take care of their needs. They can't.
Yes, ma'am.
The ones that can't do it for themselves.
Yes, ma'am. What's your job description when you also providing base and patient care under direction of nursing staff?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the name of your employer?
DiversaCare.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be, yes, ma'am. That's going to be DiversaCare Leasing Corporation.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is your employer phone number?
256-593-8380.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 256-593-8380.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employment start date?
When I started?
Yes, ma'am.
I started in June of 2021.
Yes, ma'am. Was it at the beginning of June or the middle?
Yes. Well, it was at the end.
Yes, ma'am. The end. It's the 30th, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And that's going to be 2021. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
Last day I worked was November the 28th.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be November the 28th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Boaz, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be in Boaz, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, thank you. Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Yes.
Why are you no longer working?
But they terminated me because I was out sick. I had the flu. Then I caught COVID, and then they terminated me.
Yes, ma'am. You said you've been discharged.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Could you say that's because of absentees or unsatisfactory? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Could you say that's because of absentees?
That's what they're saying, but I had doctor's excuses. They just wouldn't accept them.
Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be the one?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. What is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Cindy. She was in HR.
Okay, you said her name is Cindy and she's the HR.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What was the date of your discharge?
They told me today, this morning.
Yes, ma'am. And that's going to be the 12-12-2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I worked the 28th, and I called to see, because they hadn't set the schedule yet, when I could work again, and they told me that I couldn't. But then they called me today and told me that I was terminated.
Okay, you said you have no idea. You had called to see if you was on the schedule, and they told you that you was discharged. Is that correct?
Well, I called them, and they wouldn't tell me nothing. And then they called me today and told me I was discharged. I was terminated.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No, I was out sick. I mean, I caught the flu. Then I caught no COVID, and you can't help that. That's going around.
Yes, ma'am. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to hear. Did you want me to put you down for yes, or you want me to put you down for no?
I was out, so yeah. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Any prior warning for the same or similar ad?
No.
What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Nothing, because, I mean, they just told me I was terminated and hung up on me.
Okay, you said nothing. They just told you that you was discharged and just hung up on you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So sorry to hear about that. Did your letter have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Your temporary PIN number is 9557.
9597?
Yes, ma'am. 9557.
5-7?
Yes, ma'am.
5-5-5-7.
9-5-5-7.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. No worries at all. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Work. alabama.gov/BossNet.
Okay.
And update your online resume.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752.
752?
Yes, ma'am. 7389.
7389?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. Our information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before decision of your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. Now, don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And okay. Thank you so much for calling the Alabama on the Plumber Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Right, thank you.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.